Chapter 12. The Gypsy. Soon after Mr. Mason had met the other guests, a servant came into the sitting room and told them that an old gypsy woman had also come. She was supposed to be a fortune teller. All the ladies were very excited and wanted to ask her their fortunes. Miss Ingram was first, and spent 15 minutes with the old gypsy woman in the library. She came back looking angry. "This is ridiculous. How can you people believe in that sort of thing?" I wondered if the fortune teller had told her something she did not like. Next, three young ladies went in together and came back amazed. "She's ugly, dirty, and old," they cried. "But she knows everything about us. Everything." Suddenly, the servant entered the room again.
"Excuse me, Miss Eyre,"
he said to me.
"The gypsy woman knows you are here. She will not leave the house until she sees you."
"All right," I said. I was curious to see the gypsy. She was sitting in the library, reading a little black book. Her black scarf covered most of her face, but when she lifted her head, I saw her dark eyes.
"So, young lady, you are here to learn your future,"
she said. "Well, I must warn you, I don't believe in your skill," I said.
"I thought so, but I'm very powerful, you know. Why don't you tremble?"
"I'm not cold."
"Why don't you turn pale?"
"I'm not afraid."
"Why don't you ask me to tell your fortune?"
"I'm not a fool." The old woman laughed and started smoking a short black pipe.